Several state employees who would be covered by the contracts held a press conference to urge lawmakers to act on them. Mike Senn is a teacher at a state prison. He says more than 40 fights have broken out in his classroom since he's worked there, and he's gotten injured on several occasions. Senn says his job is thankless and dangerous.
Never in my career would I have expected that I'd have to stand up in the state capitol to ask my employer, my state, to act on a simple employment contract that's 2 years late.
The contract lawmakers are considering would cover a period that started in July of 2009 and runs through July of next year. Paul Walton is a power plant operator for the state.
Finally, isn't this agreement as important? It will remove uncertainty about our short-term future.
The contracts include no raises and continued unpaid furloughs, amounting to a more than 3% pay cut. They also call for workers to pay more for their health insurance and pensions. Legislative leaders need to call an extraordinary session before lawmakers can even vote on the contracts in committee or in the full Senate or Assembly. While Democratic Assembly leaders are moving ahead with those plans, the picture is less certain in the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.